Chapter 29.
Harry!
Thomas shouted. I heard a rasp of steel and saw Thomas draw an old U.S. cavalry saber from inside my duster. He tossed the shotgun to the wounded Rollins and rushed forward. Mouse beat him there. The big dog snarled and threw himself at the scarecrow, obliging the creature to release my leg so that it could swing a spindly arm and fist at my dog. The scarecrow was strong. It struck Mouse in mid-leap and batted him into the corrugated steel wall of the Full Moon garage like he was a tennis ball. There was a crash, and Mouse bounced off the wall and landed heavily on his side, leaving a dent in the steel where he'd hit. He thrashed his legs and managed to rise to a wobbly stand. Mouse had given Thomas an opening, and my brother leapt to the top of an old metal trash bin, then bounded 15 feet through the air, whipping the sword down on the wrist of the arm that held me in choke. Thomas was never weak, but he was tapping into his powers as a vampire of the White Court as he attacked, and his skin was a luminous white, his eyes metallic silver. The blow parted the scarecrow's hand from its arm and dropped me a good 5 or 6 feet to the ground. Even as I fell, I knew I had to move away from the creature, and fast. I managed to have my balance more or less in place when I hit, and I fell into a roll, using the momentum to help me rise to a running start. But a problem developed. That damned scarecrow's hand had not ceased choking me, and had not lost any of its strength. My headlong retreat turned into a drunken stumble as my air ran out, and I clutched at the tough vine fingers, crushing my windpipe shut. I went to my knees and one hand, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw Rollins lift the shotgun and begin pumping rounds into the oncoming scarecrow from where he sat on the ground. The rounds slowed the oncoming creature, but they did nothing to harm it. My throat was on fire, and I knew I had only seconds of consciousness left. In pure desperation, I took my staff and, in a dizzying gesture, dragged it through a complete circle in the gravel at my feet. I touched my hand to the circle, willing power into it, and felt the field of magic that it formed spring up around me in a silent, invisible column. The circle's power cut the scarecrow's severed hand off from the main body of the creature, and like the phage in the hallway of the hotel, it abruptly transformed into transparent jelly that splattered down onto the gravel beneath my chin and soaked my shirt in sticky goo. I sucked in a breath of pure euphoria, and though I was on my knees, I turned to face the scarecrow and did not retreat. So long as the circle around me maintained its integrity, there was no way for the phage to get to me. It should buy me a little time to get the air back into my lungs and to work out my next attack. The scarecrow let out an angry hissing sound and swung its stump of an arm down at Rollins. The veteran cop saw it coming and rolled out of the way as though he were an agile young man, barely avoiding the blow. Thomas used an old metal oil drum as a platform for another leap, this time driving his heels into the scarecrow's back at what would have been the base of its spine on a human. The impact sent the scarecrow to the ground, but as it landed, it kicked a long leg at Thomas and struck his saber arm, breaking it with a wet snap of bone. Thomas howled, scrambling back, leaving his fallen sword on the ground. The scarecrow whirled back to me, eyes blazing with an alien rage, and I could swear that I saw recognition in them. It looked from me to Rollins, and then with a hissing cackle, it went after the cop. Damn it. I waited until the last second and then broke the circle with a sweep of my foot, snatching up Thomas's sword. I charged forward. The scarecrow whirled the moment the circle went down, sweeping out a great fist that could have broken my neck, but it hadn't expected me to charge, and I was inside its reach before it realized what I had done. I let out a shout and struck at one of the scarecrow's legs. But it was quicker than I thought, and the saber's blade barely clipped the thick, sturdy, viney limb. The scarecrow let out a hiss, loud and sharp enough to hurt my ears, and tried to kick me, but I slipped to one side just in time, and the blow intended for me instead scattered several stacks of tires. Madrigal Wraith rose up from among the fallen tires, only a couple of feet away from me, shrieking with fear. The scarecrow's eyes blazed into painfully bright flames when it saw Madrigal, and it started for him.
Get to the van!
I shouted, hopping back to stand beside Madrigal.
We need wheels if we're gonna get away from this!
Without so much as a second's hesitation, Madrigal stuck out his hand and shoved me between himself and the monster, sending me into a sprawl at the Scarecrow's feet while he turned to flee in the opposite direction. Before I hit the ground, I was already calling power into my shield bracelet, and I twisted to land on my right side, holding my left hand and its shield up. If I'd been half a second slower, the Scarecrow would have stomped its foot down onto my skull. Instead, it hit the half-sphere of my sorceress shield with so much force that the shield sent off a flare of light and heat, so that it looked like an enormous blue-white bowl above me.